Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Hammer Time 1987 podcast. On a day in which it is a negative temperature in Buffalo, New York, we have no positive degrees Fahrenheit. It's actually negative. So we are hibernating indoors. And once again, I'm joined by the legend himself, very popular co-host, Billy Rolls. Welcome back to the show.
Well, it's not a positive temperature outside and no reason to be positive in Western New York.
Ooh, Billy takes a shot at Western New York. He does not like Western New York. So, Billy, what is it about Western New York that... Oh, we got a beer here. That makes your life so unhappy.
You know, everyone in Western New York, you know, it's exciting. The Bills made the playoffs. I get it. But come on, really, the overreaction, unbelievably ridiculous.
Billy, the first time in 17 years they made the playoffs.
You're not a championship contender. That's all that matters in pro sports is winning a championship.
It's like if you've been starving for 17 days and get a bite of food, that's how happy you would be.
Yeah, and then when you don't get another bite of food for another few years, and it's just like, who cares?
Well, I guess that's one way to look at life. So, Billy... let's discuss this for a second. Your beloved New England Patriots, and we're going to discuss why they're beloved. But there was a big story that broke today on ESPN that the trio of Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady is in trouble. There is turmoil in paradise, and the belief is that this will be their last season together. So let's start off with the first question. I don't remember you... when we were in elementary or middle school, liking the Patriots. In fact, it wasn't only until a couple of years ago that you really seemed to get into the Patriots. So trying to explain for our listeners the evolution of why a guy in Buffalo likes the Patriots.
Well, I suppose it all started when Tom Brady first started in their first playoff year when I said, you know, this team's going to win the Super Bowl, and everyone was saying, oh, you know, the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl, the Raiders are going to win the Super Bowl, whatever it was. I said, well, you know, I think the Patriots are pretty good. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. I think Tom Brady's going to be good. And they did. And, you know, everyone will make up a bunch of nonsense. Oh, Spygate this and cheating that. Well, it's just like, no, they were better than everybody else. That's why they won. Then I guess it just got more and more as that's pretty much when the Bills playoff drought started.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, after 17 years, it's just like 17 years of being an absolute joke. It's like... well, it's just like why cheer for this anymore?
But you could have cheered for the Colts. Like Peyton Manning was really good. You could have cheered for them.
I didn't really like Peyton Manning.
Well, why not?
I just found him very annoying.
You found Peyton Manning annoying. Okay, well.
You even said yourself how you couldn't stand all the commercials.
Well, that's true. I can't stand it. That's very true. Oh, what about like Aaron Rodgers? I mean, he's been good for a while. The Packers. You could cheer for
him. I don't know. There's just a certain aura that surrounds Tom Brady. It's just like he's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, I suppose so. All right. So, well, let's start with this. Tom Brady has this trainer, Alex Guerrero, and he is an alternative medicine doctor. He preaches lots of different ways to train your body and your nutrition, and he was given full access to the Patriots, like team meetings and stuff. But apparently what happened was he was telling players not to listen to the team doctors. And once Belichick found out that Alex Guerrero was telling the Patriot players not to listen to the team doctors, he kind of... you know, flipped the switch and said, Alex Guerrero, you're no longer part of the Patriots. And Tom Brady got very upset at that. So that's one part of the story. You know, based on everything that you heard, I mean, do you think it's fake news? Do you think there's truth to the story? I mean, it seems...
well, I'm sure there's some sort of truth to the story. I'm sure it's... very exaggerated what's going on. I mean, I'm sure Bill Belichick said, okay, you're not allowed here, but I guess Tom Brady's training's... well, Tom Brady's a superhuman human being. He's, even compared to NFL standards, you know, his diet's much different.
He's right.
Still got his powers in his 40s.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much is true or not true, although I guess it is true that the trainer, this Alex Guerrero guy, is no longer... at least allowed in the Patriot organization. I guess he's on his own now or whatever. But one thing that doesn't make sense to me, which is part of the reason I think some of the story is true, is what they did with Jimmy Garoppolo. Because they traded him, but they didn't really have to trade him. Like, they could have let it go to the end of the season. They could have put the franchise tag on him. They could have traded him after the season was over. But they did it during the season, and the belief is that Brady forced, you know, Brady basically told Robert Kraft, you've got to trade Garoppolo, and Belichick didn't want to. So what do you think about that, trading Garoppolo? And, you know, do you buy the idea that Brady forced Garoppolo out?
Well, the rumor was that they were going to have, they wanted, or Belichick wanted Garoppolo to start over Brady. Whether that's true or not, that I haven't.
Or yeah, or but, eventually replace Brady at the end of the year or something like that. Yeah.
Garoppolo, I mean, he was traded. If he wasn't going to be used at all, I mean, there's no point to really having him there. I don't remember what he got traded for. It was some draft pick.
I think it was a second round pick. I mean, I guess it's just like, you know, you traded Jacoby Brissett, and then you traded Garoppolo, so you had no backup quarterback. Like, granted, Brady's been pretty dependable, but it's sort of dangerous to trade all your quarterbacks away.
Well, a local radio show made a good point today about Garoppolo, saying maybe he himself pushed for a trade because, you know, he was set at some point whenever Brady retires to replace him, and then it's just like that's a huge... Those are some huge shoes to follow, to fill.
That's true.
After Brady retires, where it's just like, okay, you follow Brady, and it's like you're expected to lead this team to a Super Bowl year after year after year. It's just like it's not realistic expectations. So there was the rumor was that, and that he's waiting forever for his shot, and he's waiting for his turn to play because he's ready to start in the NFL. And
well, he went, what, 5-0 with the 49ers?
5-0 with the 49ers. It's 2-0 with the Patriots before I got hurt last year.
Maybe they should have gotten rid of Brady and kept Garoppolo.
Well, also, an interesting rumor I heard, and I doubt this is true, was that, well, the Jaguars this year were, you know, a contender for a bye week and a number one spot, and the rumor was that they wanted Garoppolo to play for the 49ers to beat the Jaguars this year. I mean, I know that's... And they actually did. But yeah. It's, even though that sounds a little ridiculous, but
right.
who knows if that's what the Patriots are thinking. They're... Usually heads and show like steps ahead of the rest of the league.
That's true.
So who knows?
All right. Well, finishing up on this topic, Billy, does Tom Brady finish his career with the Patriots?
Yes.
Does Bill Belichick finish his career with the Patriots?
Yes.
So you think that they're all going to stay together, and the story probably is just exaggerated.
Who knows when they're going to when either Belichick or Brady's going to retire? I'd imagine. After this year, regardless of what happens, they'll have at least one more year together.
Okay. All right, well, we'll find out what happens. And I just checked Twitter before the podcast, and I was telling Billy that maybe Bill Belichick will be at the Giants head coach next year. But
I just don't see that happening.
Well, there'll be a future podcast about this.
And one more thing was, yep. You know, there's the possibility they traded him to San Francisco, and they figured he was going to turn San Francisco around. They play him in the Super Bowl next year, and Bill Belichick knows all of Garoppolo's weaknesses.
Yeah, I think that's a little bit of a conspiracy. All right, well, this podcast is going to be another extraordinary event, something that I don't think anybody anywhere in the United States has done before on any radio show or podcast, but it's an NFL head coach draft and simulation. We are going to find out who is the best head coach in NFL history. And much like our wrestling draft and our quarterback draft, I'll have 8 picks. Billy will have 8 picks. You got to pick a coach from 1990 to the present day. And a lot of names out there, a lot of Hall of Famers out there, a lot of sleepers out there. Could be in for a lot of surprises, I think.
Well, I don't know where I'm going to go with this one, so we'll see what goes on.
Somehow I have a feeling Billy will take Bill Belichick number one if he has the opportunity to do that.
Well, you never know. You know, I don't know. This is going to be a very unpredictable draft.
So let's get going, Billy. You got to decide who's going to. We're going to flip the Canadian loony
coin
again.
Here today.
All right.
I guess you'll call it in the air then.
Heads.
Oops. And it is. I don't know if that's heads or tails. I guess it's tails.
What the hell is this fraud?
It's got a bear on it. I guess that's tails. The other side has some face on it.
Yeah, we should see if we have any Canadian listeners, whether the bear is the heads or the tails.
I'm guessing the one with the face of some...
I'm assuming the face is the head.
Apparently that's Elizabeth II. So I'm guessing the bear is Bear II, and that's the tails. So I guess I get the pick first.
Do you want to do rock, paper, scissors? All right, so what would it land on, tails?
Yes.
All right, so Billy wins. We'll get the first pick. And again, the rules, 1990 to the present day, head coach in the National Football League. And then once we have our picks, we'll do our simulation. So, Billy, you are on the clock, man.
All right, well, I'm going to shock the world with my first pick.
No, you're not.
And go with the genius, Bill Belichick.
Whoa, what a surprise that was. It looked like you might have picked somebody else. You were thinking about it, but...
It did for a split second.
All right, so Bill Belichick is off the board. Head coach of the Patriots and Cleveland Browns.
That's right. He coached the Browns their last playoff victory. It was head coach Bill Belichick over the Patriots.
That's right.
1995 or 4 or
that's
something.
Right, that's right. Well, I'm going to take a guy that is dead.
Oh.
But he... built the San Francisco 49ers of the 1980s, okay. And I will select Bill Walsh.
Wow!
Bill Walsh, the creator of the West Coast offense.
Legendary coach, but his best years were behind him in the 90s.
Oh, I wonder if he was even a coach in the 90s. I didn't even think of that.
I guess we can break the rules if he wasn't. I'm pretty sure he was there.
All right, we'll say 1985. Yeah, 85 to the present day. I didn't think if Bill Walsh was even a coach in the 90s. All right, so Billy, you're the second picker.
This is a good start to this one. all right, I guess with my second pick, I don't like this guy, but he was a... Well, I'm going to go a different route. I'm going to go with a guy I do like. Go with Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Oakland Raiders head coach, John Gruden.
Whoa!
And now current Oakland Raiders head coach, as we just found out.
John Gruden, yes. John Gruden allegedly will sign a 10-year, $100 million contract with the Las Vegas Raiders.
What NFL team signs a coach to a 10-year contract?
The Raiders. The Raiders. Well, John Gruden, good pick with the Raiders. I'm going to take a guy that I don't think anyone really likes, except if you are a Giant fan. And I'm going to select the Big Tuna, Bill Parcells. Well,
that's who I was thinking about that second pick, but it's just like, I just don't like that guy. I don't want him.
Or as, what was his tight end's name? Jeremy Shockey? Said Bill Parcells, the homo.
Well, interesting enough, three out of the first four picks are named Bill.
That's right. Well, that's a good omen, Bill. All right, Billy's got the third pick here of his.
All right, pick number three. Going to go with the guy... Not coaching anymore. Currently, there's one of those terrible pregame shows that Superfan Stan loves to watch.
That's right.
I'm going to go with former Pittsburgh Steelers coach Bill Cowher.
Wow, Bill Cowher. Another Bill.
That's right. I didn't even think about that when I was picking him.
This is pretty extraordinary. We have five picks, and three of them are... I'm sorry, four of them are named Bill. Only one is John Gruden. Bill Cowher, who, after he won the Super Bowl, didn't he coach one more year, or did he retire as soon as the Super Bowl was over?
I don't remember.
I know that Tony Dungy, after the Colts won the Super Bowl, he coached one more year. And they made the playoffs, but they didn't go to the Super Bowl.
I don't remember that either, and that sounds like it's right, but I don't remember.
Let's see. Can I think of any other Bills that I could pick?
I was trying to think of one, too. I think we went with all the Bills.
No. All right, so Billy takes Belichick. I take Bill Walsh.
Didn't go with all the Rexes yet.
No, man. Maybe I'll select Rob Ryan, although I don't think he was a head coach. Billy took John Gruden. I took then Bill Parcells. And Billy takes Bill Cowher. All right, well, with my... third pick, sixth overall, I'm going to take a guy who won 3 Super Bowls in 10 years and the only NFL head coach to win a Super Bowl with 3 different quarterbacks, and that would be Joe Gibbs.
Oh, wow, Joe Gibbs.
Joe Gibbs.
Washington Redskins.
Of the Redskins, also of NASCAR.
Also of NASCAR, that's correct.
Joe Gibbs, baby. Hail to the Redskins.
Went with Mark Rippon as quarterback somehow.
It was Mark Rippon, Joe Theismann, and
Doug Williams. Wow. That's so, something right there.
Well,
I'm going to go with another multiple-time Super Bowl-winning coach. I'm going to go with the guy that beat the Buffalo Bills twice in the Super Bowl. I'm going to go with Jimmy Johnson, boy. Jimmy Johnson, baby.
Jimmy Johnson, look at those Super Bowl rings, baby.
You know, I would have coached the Cowboys and coached the Dolphins, and then retired to go fishing.
In Key West, he goes fishing. Jimmy Johnson. I put Jimmy Jones. I think Jimmy Jones was like the cult leader or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, so I'm on my 4th pick now. And I'm trying to think of a modern guy here. We've taken a lot of legends, but there's got to be some good coaches who are currently out there.
This is a tough draft to do.
Yeah, it's a tough draft. It is a tough draft. Let's see who. I was thinking like who was the head coach of the Broncos a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl, and I remember Gary Kubiak. I'm like, I'm not taking Gary Kubiak. No chance in hell I'm taking Gary Kubiak. All right. Well, with my 4th selection. Since everyone in Buffalo is in good spirits, I'll take a Buffalo Bills head coach. I will select the only coach in NFL history to take his team to 4 consecutive Super Bowls. That would be Marv Levy.
Well, once again, I'll fire back with that's 4 consecutive Super Bowl losses.
Marv Levy, the only coach to get his team to the big game 4 times.
Okay, I'll give you, it's very impressive, a very impressive feat.
Oh, see, Billy has that soft spot. I knew it would come out. All right, so we would have won one.
Pick number 5, I am going to go with a guy that is currently in the league. Has not won a Super Bowl, but been around for a while. Used to coach the Eagles, led them to a Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Currently coaches the Chiefs. I'm going with big boy Andy Reid.
Andy Reid is off the board. Andy Reid, who is facing the Tennessee Titans this weekend.
That's right.
In Kansas City.
That is correct.
And this is rather amusing. 2 head coaches that used to be for the Bills, Mularkey and Marone, have their teams in the playoffs.
That's right. Now, somehow, so, if the Titans play the Bills in the AFC Championship, then they would get to play each other.
That's right.
That's not going to happen, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on it. All right, so Billy took Belichick. I took Bill Walsh. Then Billy took Gruden. I took Parcells. Billy took Bill Cowher. I then take Joe Gibbs. Jimmy Johnson goes to Billy. I take Marv Levy. And Billy goes with Andy Reid. All right, so I'm now on my 5th selection here. And, you know, part of the problem with this draft is, like, all the modern coaches don't really seem that good to me. It was, like, only a very few that I would...
I kind of agree with that.
It's like, what am I going to do, take Mike McCarthy? Like, come on. Like, I'm not going to take
that. Take Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't take him either. Boy, tough draft.
Well, don't forget, Bill Parcells also led the Patriots to the Super Bowl the one year.
That's right, he did. I'm going to take a guy who was a phenomenal coach in the regular season, but was really bad in the playoffs. Huh? A guy who has a nickname known as Marty Ball. I will take Marty Schottenheimer.
There's a surprise name right there. That is a name I did not expect today.
Marty Schottenheimer is off the board.
Marty Ball is doing well in the regular season.
Did he ever win a playoff game, or was he? I think he may have won 1 or 2, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he never won any of them.
He coached the Chiefs. I don't know if they won a playoff. I think they must have.
He was a coach of the Browns, too.
I don't think he won any with the... I don't remember when he coached the Browns. Wasn't that in the 80s he coached the Browns?
I think he must have won at least one with Cleveland, because I remember they were in the championship game against Denver. And they lost to
Denver.
So he must have won at least a divisional game, I think.
Remember, he won the Chargers to a 13-3 or a 14-2 record one year, and they got beat by the Patriots.
That's right, they did.
And they weren't too good after that.
Yeah. Marty Schottenheimer also coached the Redskins for one season and was fired after 8-8.
They started 0-5 that year, too, and then I'm pretty sure that was him as the head coach. Yeah, I don't know, the Redskins.
That's, what's his name? The owner of the Redskins.
Dan Snyder.
Yeah, well.
He's not, hasn't been too successful.
No, he has not. All right, Billy, you've got your sixth selection here.
Pick number six, going to go with another two-time champion. I'm not really a big fan of this guy, but has the two titles. Going to go with Mike Shanahan.
Oh, Mike Shanahan with Denver.
And less successful with the Redskins, as that were just mentioned.
I don't know if you remember this game. Shanahan was the coach of the Redskins. They were playing the Bills in Toronto. This was the year the Bills started off with their hot start. And the Bills sacked the Redskin quarterback, whoever it was, 10 times.
I think they shut him out, too.
They did shut him out.
That's right.
They sacked him 10 times.
I think that was the Bills' only win in Toronto.
Yeah, man. All right, Mikey Shanahan off the board. I'm now on my sixth selection. And this is going to be a surprise again, but... Uh-oh. He had some good years. He got his team to the Super Bowl, never won it, but he did it with two different franchises, and that would be Dan Reeves.
Dan Reeves. That was the guy I was thinking about taking. Didn't get to take him, but Dan Reeves took the Broncos and the Falcons.
And the Falcons to the Super Bowl. And he was, he might tie Marv Levy for Super Bowl losses, because I think he got there three times with Denver and lost. Then he got there once with Atlanta and lost.
It might have been twice with that. Maybe it was three times.
Yeah, because Denver played the Giants, the Redskins, and 49ers. They all lost.
That's right. I think two of them were with Elway, and one was before Elway got there.
Yeah, so.
Maybe all three was. I don't remember.
So anyway, we're now on Billy's seventh selection.
All right, where do I go from here?
You could take Dick Geron.
I was considering that.
You were considering taking Dick Geron? What, are you drunk?
Well, he did lead the Chicago Bears to a 13-3 record one year.
Well, even a blind squirrel gets an acorn every now and then, but I sure as hell wouldn't take Dick Geron.
All right, well, I guess we're mentioning Dick. I'm going to take a little bit of a better Dick. And take St. Louis Rams head coach Dick Vermeil.
Oh, that's a good choice. That's a good choice. That's a guy I didn't even remember.
Dick Vermeil took Kurt Warner in a year that Kurt Warner was not supposed to be the starting quarterback.
That's right.
They won the Super Bowl quite easily. Greatest show on turf.
I'm going to take a guy who I don't really like all that much and I think is very overrated, but he was the coach of one of the more famous teams in NFL history. And that would be Mike Ditka of the 85 Bears.
Oh, Mike Ditka.
Mike Ditka is off the board.
So I guess we are going 80s then.
Oh, I thought that was... I had Bill Walsh. Mike Ditka is off the board.
I already got my last pick ready here.
Billy's got his last pick ready.
Eight, number 15 overall. Going to go with another Mike. Led the Packers to the Super Bowl with Brett Favre. I'm talking about Mike Holmgren. Not Mike McCarthy, but Mike Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren, another name I forgot. He's a good pick, I think.
Big boy Holmgren.
Mike Holmgren. All right, so let's recap before I give you my last pick. Billy's picks: Belichick, Gruden, Cowher, Jimmy Johnson, Andy Reid, Mike Shanahan, Dick Vermeil, Mike Holmgren. I went with Bill Walsh, Bill Parcells, Joe Gibbs, Marv Levy, Marty Schottenheimer, Dan Reeves, and Mike Ditka.
Rex Ryan's still available.
It's funny you mention that, Bill. As much as I love Rex Ryan, I will not select Rex Ryan, But I will select his father, Buddy Ryan, with my final selection.
Wasn't that like 70s?
Buddy Ryan was the coach of the 1990 Philadelphia Eagles, I believe.
Oh, all right then. I guess.
Buddy Ryan is off the board.
There's some names I noticed that have not been taken. Tom Douchebag Coughlin. Don Shula has not been taken.
Oh, that's right. Don Shula, yeah.
Tony Dungy has not been taken.
Tony Dungy was not taken. Mike Lovie Tomlin. Smith was not taken.
Lovie Smith.
Tomlin.
What has Lovie Smith ever done?
Lovie Smith got us the Bears of the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, with Rex Grossman. Now that's an accomplishment itself.
Chan Gailey was not selected.
Chan Gailey.
He took the Cowboys to the playoffs.
That's right, he did.
He did take the Cowboys to the playoffs.
Actually, he didn't take Barry Switzer. Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl with the Cowboys. George Seifert with the 49ers.
Those guys suck.
John Fox.
Yeah, he sucks too. All right, so we're going to pause the podcast, get another beer, relieve ourselves in the restroom, get a donut, and we'll be back with our first round, which we will have Bill Walsh versus Mike Holmgren and Bill Belichick versus Buddy Ryan. So stay tuned. We got some excitement coming up. All right, and we're back. Hopefully you've got a nice cold beverage next to you as the first round of Who the Greatest Head Coach in NFL History is complete. And, I don't know if there's how many surprises there are. I guess we'll discuss it. In our first matchup, we had Bill Walsh taking on Mike Holmgren. The 86 49ers against the 96 Packers, Joe Montana and Brett Favre. And Brett Favre is the winner.
That's right. Brett Favre defeats Joe Montana and the 49ers, the legendary 49ers teams.
And Mike Holmgren advances. We then had Bill Belichick taking on Buddy Ryan, another classic matchup since the Ryan family has their issues with Bill Belichick, but as usually what happens, Bill Belichick has no problem.
Yeah, especially with the Ryans.
Hey, he's 0-1 against the Ryans in the playoffs, though.
Well, that's true.
All right, then we had Bill Parcells against Dick Vermeil. And Dick Vermeil wins.
Defeats Bill Parcells, 99 Rams.
The 99 Rams defeat the 90 Giants. The 90 Giants were quarterbacked by Phil Simms, so, you know.
No, they won the Super Bowl with Jeff Hostetler.
Yeah, that's a tragedy. That's a real tragedy. All right, then we had John Gruden versus Mike Ditka. And the 85 Bears and Mike Ditka are victorious in defeating John Gruden.
The 85 Bears and Mike Ditka might be tough to beat in this
One of contest. The members of the 85 Bears, Steve Mongo McMichael, became a pro wrestler after his football career
That's right.
And Mike Ditka, he was in broadcasting, but he's no longer in broadcasting.
No, he's in nothing now.
Yeah. All right, moving on. We had Joe Gibbs and the 91 Redskins against Mike Shanahan and the 98 Broncos. And although they were 7 years apart, it made no difference because Mike Shanahan's the winner.
Mike Shanahan, two-time champion. Joe Gibbs, three-time champion, but just couldn't get it done here.
Couldn't get it done. Must have been the weather in Nashville. by the way, listeners, we're simulating every game in Nashville. For what it's worth.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, yeah, no. We could simulate it in Buffalo in 0-degree weather.
Yeah, but then it'd be running teams winning every game.
All right, moving forward, we then have Bill Cowher and the 2006 Steelers against Dan Reeves and the 98 Falcons, and this maybe is a surprise.
Well,
the Dirty Birds are the winners.
That's right.
Do you remember the dance that they used to do?
Dirty Bird dance. Dan Reeves did it once, I remember.
Can you remember the running back's name for the Falcons?
What was his name?
I want to say it was Jamal Anderson. Because Jamal Lewis was the Ravens.
Ravens, I believe. Yeah.
So we'll have to. Billy's going to look up and see who the running back for the 98 Falcons was. But when Billy and I were doing this simulation, the thing that really jumped out at us, the Falcons were 14-2 and did not have the number one seed. The 15-1 Vikings had the number one seed.
Jamal Anderson.
Jamal Anderson, yeah. Did he have a career after? I know he had that good year in 90. I just wonder if he had any other good years.
I pull up his stats here. So the Falcons from 94 to 2001.
Did he make the Pro Bowl or anything after the
Super Bowl? He had 1,800 yards in 98. Other than that, his highest was looks like the year after he only played two games, had 59 rushing yards. Then the year after he played 16 and had less than 800, or had over 1,000 yards barely, but yeah, his 1998 season was easily his best.
Yeah.
14 rushing touchdowns.
That's pretty impressive. So Dan Reeves and the 98 Falcons moves forwards and defeats the 2006 Steelers, and I always remember that championship game between Atlanta and Minnesota, because the kicker for Minnesota, I think his name was Gary Anderson.
Was it Morton Anderson?
I thought it was Gary.
It was one of the two Andersons.
Well, either one of them, one of those Andersons. They were perfect the whole year in field goals. They were like 29 for 29. And then they had the chance to go up by 10. The Vikings would have went to the Super Bowl, and the guy misses it.
That's right. That is
the
right.
One kick that he needs to make, he misses.
In a dome, too.
In a dome. Unbelievable. Poor Viking fans. They've never been, or they have been to a Super Bowl. It was back in the 70s, but they haven't been in a long, long time.
Actually, I think they lost 5 Super Bowls total, actually.
Might be right,
Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, so. All right, and then our last two matchups, we had our fearless leader, Marv Levy, and the 90 Bills taking on big boy Andy Reid and the 2004 Eagles, and Marv Levy and his Harvard education was above and beyond what Andy Reid can handle.
He was above Andy Reid's barbecue education.
Wow, a real cheap shot at Andy Reid. Billy's good with that. And then our last matchup, we had Jimmy Johnson versus Marty Ball, Marty Schottenheimer. And Jimmy Johnson is victorious.
Yes, yes.
So we are... Well, let's see. Of my picks, the only ones remaining is Marv Levy, Dan Reeves, and Mike Ditka. I have 3 remaining. And Billy has a couple more. He's got Belichick, Jimmy Johnson, Mike Shanahan, Dick Vermeil, and Mike Holmgren. So Billy's going to have Belichick and Jimmy Johnson on a bye. And we're going to have Shanahan, Vermeil, Holmgren versus Levy, Reeves, and Ditka. And we will be back in a minute because we're going to find out who is the greatest head coach in NFL history. All right, we're back. Round 2, we had Mike Shanahan versus Mike Ditka, the Battle of the Mikes, and Mike Ditka is victorious in the 85 Bears.
1985 Bears is going to be tough to beat.
Who their defensive coordinator was Buddy Ryan, by the way.
Oh.
Then we had Dick Vermeil and the 99 Rams versus Dan Reeves and the 98 Falcons.
It was close, but Dick Vermeil with the win over the over Dan Reeves.
Dick Vermeil beats Dan Reeves. And finally, we had a good fight, Marv Levy versus the 96 Packers, but Mike Holmgren comes out victorious.
Yeah, it came down to the last second. Mike Holmgren leads the Packers over the Bills.
All right, well, I only have one guy remaining, Mike Ditka and the 85 Bears. Billy has 4 remaining, Bill Belichick, Jimmy Johnson, Dick Vermeil, and Mike Holmgren. So Belichick, Jimmy Johnson, and Dick Vermeil will be on byes, and it will be Mike Ditka and the 85 Bears against Mike Holmgren and the 96 Packers.
The Bears might be able to run the table. Who knows?
We'll see. So we'll be back in 1 minute with our result. All right. Well, it was a fight to the finish, but Mike Holmgren and the 96 Packers have sent Mike Ditka and the 85 Bears back to the outhouse as Mike Holmgren advances. Brett Favre throws some touchdown passes in the last second, and the Packers pull out the impressive victory. Yeah, so,
according to these simulations, these were not high scoring. not very high scoring between the Packers and Bears.
Well, not too many people scored against the Bears.
Probably they didn't score too much either.
Well, yeah. So, I guess I didn't do a very good job drafting coaches because I'm eliminated, but Billy now has 4 selections remaining. And in our semifinal round, it'll be Bill Belichick and the 2007 Patriots against Mike Holmgren, the 96 Packers, and Jimmy Johnson, the 92 Cowboys versus, who the hell does he face? Dick Vermeil, the 99 Rams. So, once again, we'll be back in a second. All right, thanks for staying with us as we're at the 35-minute mark for this podcast, easily the longest podcast we've ever done.
Record much longer than wrestling draft and quarterback draft.
I'm not sure that's a good thing or a bad thing, but all right, well, you wanted to know who won. Bill Belichick versus Mike Holmgren, it was not close. Mike Holmgren just easily takes it.
Yeah, the apparently the 96 Packers are able to crush the 2007 Patriots. Yeah.
And then Jimmy Johnson ran out of hairspray against Dick Vermeil because Dick Vermeil takes it with the 99 Rams. So Billy, we now have, you know, the final here. We're going to find out who is the best coach in NFL history. It's either going to be Dick Vermeil or Mike Holmgren.
Well, it's a little surprising to see Dick Vermeil there, but he did coach a team that revolutionized the way football is played now. So
that's true. And, you know, Mike Holmgren's got a good mustache, so he's got that going for him. All right, so hold on to your seatbelts. Grab another beer or maybe a whiskey at this point if you're still listening. And we'll let you know who wins between Dick Vermeil, the 99 Rams, and Mike Holmgren, the 96 Packers. All right, Billy, we got the winner. The drum roll between Dick Vermeil and Mike Holmgren. Who is the greatest of all time?
The greatest show on turf, Dick Vermeil, is the greatest coach in NFL history.
Dick Vermeil is the greatest head coach in history. You selected him towards the bottom of your draft list here.
A lot of our drafts have ended with surprising results.
In fact, your final two picks, 7 and 8, are the ones that ended up being in the final round, Dick Vermeil versus Mike Holmgren.
You never know what's going to happen for any draft on the Hammer Time 1987 podcast.
Extraordinary, extraordinary stuff. Well, you know, as you had just mentioned, the greatest show on turf kind of revolutionized the way offensive football has been played.
Yep,
and
yep. Put passing first.
The passing first, and Dick Vermeil, you know, gets credit for that. So,
gets credit with winning the Hammer Time 1987 Greatest Coach.
I should send Dick Vermeil's publicist an email, let him know that he won this draft. I'm sure he'd be thrilled to know that he came out on top.
I'm sure he would be. I don't know if he's old and senile now, but he did coach the Chiefs after he coached the Rams.
He did. He had some good years with the Chiefs too, although they never really made it.
They won the division once. They had a 13-3 year, but played Peyton Manning and got crushed in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like Peyton's done to a lot of teams, unfortunately. But.
Yeah. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Dick Vermeil is the greatest head coach in NFL history. Let us know if you agree with that on Facebook, Podbean, Twitter, or whatever platform you happen to be listening to. And, boy, I guess you get some results you don't expect, but, you know, if you have enough alcohol to listen to it, I guess it all makes sense in the end. So enjoy the Buffalo Bills this weekend. Hopefully they'll win another week. And enjoy your families. And
if the Bills do win, they will be playing the Patriots the week after.
They will, and I'm sure you'll be thrilled to see Tom Brady win again. Well, what would you rather prefer, though, Billy? Belichick said, if I win the Super Bowl again, I'm going to quit and go to coach the Giants. Or if I lose, I'll stay with the Patriots. What would you prefer?
I'll always take the win.
Always take the win. Yeah. Well. All right. Well, we've got some zebra cakes to take care of here. So that is it for the Hammer Time 1987 podcast.
One more thing with that point. If Brady and Belichick do separate, well, then you'll find out who really was, depending on how who wins afterwards. They'll see who really was and really was the reason they were winning.
Yeah, Belichick goes to the Giants and they go like 16-0, and the Patriots are like 1-15. Like, oh. So, all right. Till next time, folks. Thanks for listening.